Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756. And now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
A couple of topics this morning. We're going to start off by talking about the end of an era. Jan Williams is in this morning. Floral consultant Jan Williams and Lindsay Crawford with the James Monroe Museum. And after many years of Deck the Halls and all the trimmings, it is Jan Williams and Lindsay Crawford here this morning to talk about the conclusion of it. Good morning to both of you. Good to have you here this morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. It's good to be here.
Lindsay, I'll start off with you. This has been a big deal for a lot of years at the James Monroe Museum, and you're sending it off in style this year.
Yes. It's one of my favorite events every year, and we are calling it Deck the Halls, All the Trimmings this year, and we're excited to bring Jan back for one more time. She's been a staple part of our museum even before my time, before Scott's time, so we're glad to have her here today, and in general, it's one of my, like I said, my favorite parts of the year.
Jan Williams, it is an honor and a pleasure to have you here this morning. Thank you for getting up.
You're welcome.
Coming in, you've been doing this for what you were telling me, 45 years.
This will be 45. Yes.
How did you get started?
Well, I was active in helping with the candlelight tour, and I decorated Brompton every year for President William Anderson and his wife Jane, and Carter Hudgens called me. And he said, Jan, I have this opportunity for Southern Living possibly to come and cover your program at the college. And I said, oh, that would be great. And I'm thinking, oh, okay. And he said, they're going to call you if that's okay and talk to you. So one of their editors called me, Carol Ng, and we talked and talked about what they need as far as photo-worthy pictures and so forth. And she evidently liked what she heard and realized I understood what she was talking about. And she said, well, we're coming to cover your program for the magazine. And then we want to cover Brompton for their book, which they own Oxmoor Publishing. And they were doing a wonderful book, beautiful coffee table book, called Holiday Homes, featuring a lot of the governor's mansions throughout the South and beautiful, beautiful homes. So I said, well, sure, that sounds wonderful. And then I was like, oh, boy, you know, what have I gotten into? But they were wonderful. And, they showed up. It was 1987 when they did this article. I pulled it out last night, looked at it again. It was a feature article. And it took them, they photographed all during my real presentation, live presentation. And then on Sunday morning, I had to be back there at 9 a.m. And it took them from 9 a.m. Sunday morning till 6 p.m. Sunday evening to do the still lives. They wanted me actually putting the things together, and they wanted to photograph my hands doing it. Okay. I had no idea that it took that kind of time.
Then we used
some friends of mine's home here in Fredericksburg to place the arrangements for pictures. And then, of course, Monday and Tuesday, I was over at Brompton, and they did use some Brompton pictures in the magazine. But the book and the magazine are not allowed to overlap. But of course, Brompton's a huge home, so they had plenty of material. And it was a wonderful experience, and I had have had a long relationship with Southern Living since that.
Because of that, yeah.
Yes, yes.
Boy, but to be able to do this program all these years, the stories and the fun, I'm sure
while
you've
I was
had.
Running, and then I worked for someone else when it began, and then in 1987, I opened my own business. So it really got challenging because some Saturdays, you know, you have weddings. So I had to have that ready, and everybody ready to take over for me to leave and then get back to the shop. But we managed it, and I'm so blessed. In 45 years, you know, I was able to go on no matter what. You know, I might have a headache or something, but I went on. And I feel really very appreciative that I have been able to do it, and that's why I decided, you know, perhaps 45 was a good time to go out, and I didn't want to just stop. I wanted to be able to say goodbye and thank everyone, because some of these ladies have come almost every year, and gentlemen, there's gentlemen that come also.
Yeah.
So I didn't want it to be just a sudden ending, and I didn't want that to be for the museum either, because the museum has been wonderful, and I strongly believe in their work and historic preservation, so I was glad to support them.
Boy, Lindsay, for you, I mean, this has been, this is such a tradition in this community.
Yeah, it's a great time of year, too, because it rounds out all of our seasonal programming. It's a treasured part of Fredericksburg. I think traditions more than ever now are important, and it's something that's a habit. Everyone every year will be asking me in August, when is Deck the Halls happening? I totally understand Jan, respect Jan for doing it for 45 years, and I call Jan my first lady of Fredericksburg. Even Almonds, I went in there the other day, and they were like, is Jan doing it? I'm like, yes. It's been a treasured part, but we also understand and appreciate all the work she's done with us. I mean, 45-year collaboration with a small museum, that's really big. That transcends like three directors and many public programs coordinators. So, it's been great.
Quick break. We're going to come back and talk about what's going to happen on the 6th and a little bit more about Deck the Halls and just some of your remembrances, okay. Jan. Yeah. Jan Williams is here along with Lindsay Crawford as we talk about the end of an era with Deck the Halls and a big sending out, going out that the James Monroe Museum and UMW has planned. And we'll talk about that when we come back on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Miss a part of the show? No problem. Just subscribe to the Town Talk podcast on your favorite podcast platform. And now, here's your host, Ted Schubel.
Special guest Jan Williams here this morning along with Lindsay Crawford as we talk about Deck the Halls and 45 years in Fredericksburg and the conclusion this year. Lindsay, you are a big going out party, sort of, on Saturday, December the 6th.
Yeah. So we have it at the University of Mary Washington. It's the Digital Auditorium. We have people who come every year, so it's kind of a cult following at this point. it starts kind of with bagels and refreshments in the morning, and then we jump right into it with Jan. The cool thing about it is while Jan is talking and presenting and telling Christmas stories and creating her beautiful creations, we also have a camera that's following her to kind of see up close what she's doing. She gives great tips. I know, she's like the Bob Ross of Fredericksburg. I feel like Bob Ross stole the method from her, honestly. And then on top of it, afterwards, the coolest thing is you can win one of her creations at the end. So last year was kind of fun because I helped Jan with the creation and my mother-in-law actually won it. So that was a cool part for me. I've learned a few tricks along the way from Jan as well. But it's a great presentation. It's about 3 hours and it goes by just like that.
So talk about how do you do these creations?
In the beginning, we started with doing periods of history. Mm-hmm. And I think the first year, the theme was the 18th century Christmas. Mm-hmm. And it was kind of the Williamsburg look. And of course, here in Virginia, we have all those things at our fingertips. Mm-hmm. And the college has gorgeous greens. And the grounds people cut the greens every year for me and bring them to the auditorium. And so I have all these natural things here from Virginia, cones and berries and pods and beautiful evergreens, and I begin to put them together. But I started decorating when I was a little girl.
I was going to ask you,
6 years old.
How did this start?
We were from Gloucester County, mm-hmm. and my grandfather was in the oyster business. But in the spring, he used his trucks to haul daffodils to the markets because Gloucester was known as a big daffodil grower. And he would take me to the packing house, and I would watch him pack the daffodils. And I just love flowers, and he was a big gardener, and so I would help my granddaddy, and he would plant things for me, and it just took off, and I always knew it's what I wanted to do. And so when I graduated from high school, my art teacher knew this is what I really wanted to do. But the coincidental thing is the other thing I loved was history. Mm. And my grandfather and my great-grandmother all went to William & Mary, so I was going to go and study history. And then we found a school in Boston, my art teacher and myself. And my father went up there the next day and met the owner, and we decided, he said, okay, if you want to do it. So I went to Boston to a floral design and business management school. Mm. And that's how it all started. And I loved it. And even the hard work. It's hard hours, very hard hours. Mm. And I went to work for a shop that was in town, Flowers by Ross. And that's who I was working for when this started, when Carter called me and asked me to do it the first time. And I was the morning program. And Walter Angel, who had Potluck, a gourmet cooking store here in Fredericksburg, mm. and was known as a gourmet cook, did the afternoon. And I think Walter only did it for about 3 years. It was very difficult to do that because of cooking and everything. And so then I just kept on going. And people would get so excited if they won. And now they remember. They all tell us, you know, I won this or I won that. Or they tell me, bring pictures of what they made because of me showing them how to do it. And so I decided, you know, that what they yearn for is mechanics. And so someone can show them the proper mechanics and encourage them. Not all of everybody, a lot of who just enjoy watching, but they will go out and try. It gives them a lot more courage to do that. So that's my main emphasis, is to teach them how to start and how to have good mechanics. Get good mechanics, you can really almost do anything.
Anyone can do it.
Yes.
Yeah.
I really believe that. They may not do it at my level of skill, but they can do it.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what we're trying to do, is show them. And I like to show them that there's so much in Virginia that they can just go out and pick.
Yeah.
You know, and it's at their fingertips. And so then I would go different periods of history, Victorian, and now I just do whatever I want. And I combine plants and try to do some things that are very easy, mm-hmm. really minimal materials and, you know, minimal effort, but how you can spruce them up and look like you created something. And then I do some things that are a lot more complicated. But they love it, and I love it. And it's been a wonderful, wonderful run. And several years I brought a gentleman who worked for me, Philip Dickinson, and he helped me up there. And that way we could go faster and make more things and have more winners. So that made everybody happy. And then I had Charlie Armstrong, who is just a dear friend and a banker, but helped me out. And he would do prep things for me on stage so I could go faster. Because I do it all there on stage. Nothing is made ahead of time, like a lot of presentations, and they just talk about it. No, I make it all from the beginning to the end, because I want them to see those mechanics. Just like a wreath, hanging it with what we call chenille stems, which are a larger, fluffier pipe cleaner, mm-hmm. so that your front door doesn't get scraped with the wire or something sharp.
Yeah.
And put it on first, because if you don't, you're trying to put it on after you get it decorated, it's a mess. And just little tips along the way that helps them do it easier and have a better result. And if they succeed, then they want to do it.
Mm-hmm. Well, Jan Williams, the creativity you have is just off the charts.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I see things differently. A friend of mine said the other day, I'm helping some friends that have a restaurant in town for Christmas. They asked me, and I said, oh, sure, I'll help you out. And I was showing her something I found, and she said, no one else would see that the way you do.
Yeah.
And I said, no, I'm just spraying it shiny gold. It's going to look great. Mm-hmm. And if you have good spray paint, shiny gold, silver, copper, they all got a big laugh about me and my spray paint.
Do you ever run into, it's knowing you is kind of like, you're like a doctor. You know, when somebody's, you know, I've got this ailment, can you help me?
Oh, yes.
I'm sure people all, you know, just, I know Jan, we'll go ask her.
Yes, oh yeah, I get a lot of that, and that's fine. I don't mind. I mean, I enjoy it. I couldn't have done it. I was in the professional business for almost 50 years. I retired a few years ago. And, you know, I worked, when I had my own shop, which I opened, I think in 87, and, you know, 7 days a week, because it's still, the way I ran it, it's still a service industry.
Yeah.
And the funeral homes were contacted to me day and night. And so I worked usually 7 days a week. And Sundays, I didn't work as long, but some nights, I had 12 hours, 16 hours. It was a lot of work.
Yeah, as you talked about this is like, especially the holidays would be a big, it's a big time. You can't take off.
Valentine's was a nightmare because of weather conditions.
Oh, yeah.
Number one, and then volume of work. And then I always wanted, I'm a perfectionist, and I trained some of my help to be perfectionists. So we were, you know, I was just on it, you know, about everything, how they were handled, how they were packed, how they were put in the vehicles, everything. Because I wanted it to get to that customer as perfect as possible. And we did succeed very well, mm-hmm. and I'm very proud of it. And I don't regret, some people say, do you regret all those hours? I said, no. No, because I
doesn't sound like it was
did
ever
the best
work.
I could always. Yes.
So Lindsay, the event on December the 6th, 9:30 to 12:30 at the Hurley Convergence Center. Mm-hmm. Where do people need to find out about tickets?
Yeah, so you can call us at 540-654-2111, or you can also go on our website. We're fancy now. We have on our store, you can buy them online. And also for people who aren't really tech savvy, I mean, I'm 29 and I'm also not tech savvy, you can even come in person and buy them at the museum, at the James Monroe Museum.
Or so, on Charles Street.
Yeah, we have a few spots left, so make sure to come buy them while you can, because we fill up quick.
This is really what an opportunity they share to be able to do this one last time and mm-hmm. and to you know, just kind of celebrate mm-hmm. all these years.
It's a great time to like show the proof that museums matter and they can make an impact on a community if you work with the right people and you collaborate with the right people in your community, and community matters too. And Jan's been such a staple part. So I'm glad to celebrate with her.
And a lot of everyone says this starts their holidays.
Yes.
Oh, he does.
I mean, yes, they're so excited. They say this makes them feel like their holidays. Mm-hmm. And I want to say the James Monroe Museum has done a fabulous mm-hmm. job, and they're wonderful organization, and I hope everyone will come out and support them again because they deserve it. I appreciate all their help over the years and support.
Thank you.
And being so wonderful to work with.
Well, yeah, I mean, you've done it long enough. You have continued to do this. Are there any years that stand out? How would you
do COVID?
COVID. I was going to ask you about that.
Oh, we were gosh. I know they were like, I thought to myself, oh, I guess we won't do it this year.
I got calls in March, like March 16th. Are we still having Deck the Halls? I'm like, we're going to adjust and we'll see what happens. And
so Lindsay called me and we pulled it off
at
the museum.
We had it at the museum. We did a live audience and it went really well.
Yes.
People would have to carpool up with their mask on to grab their prize. And, you know, but
none of them didn't show up either.
Yeah, they made sure they came for their prize.
Of course. You get a prize.
But it stands out. I'm glad we, you know, even transcended a whole global pandemic.
And I guess it also gave them something to look forward to because you couldn't do a whole lot during COVID. Mm-hmm. You know, people are kind of shut in, mm-hmm. especially, I hate to say it, I'm one of them now, older people, you were scared of getting sick.
Yeah.
So it kind of kept it going and made them feel like it was Christmas, even though it was different, you know, and they handled it beautifully and it went well. We did a good job, I think.
I guess in every year, what you do is kind of different, yes. dependent mm-hmm. on and what the growing season's been like.
I'm not tech savvy either, and I should have in the beginning kept a list of what I did, but I never had time to do that.
Right.
But I've never done the same thing twice.
No.
If I have, nobody remembered it, but I don't think I have.
She always tells the cool thing, too, is she'll tell stories while she's building creating. Yes. So she'll be giving tips, but you'll talk about your dad during the holiday season and the presents he'd buy you.
Yes.
And
I brought, one time I showed up and I told him a story, because Christmas to me is a feeling in the heart, and we kind of lost some of that, the sentiment and the value of those memories. And one year I got a special present, and it was Huckleberry Hound Dog. It was stuffed Huckleberry Hound.
Yeah.
So this really dates us. I think it was like 60 or 61. And I had him in a bag on the stage. And when I took him out, I mean, they just, and so they feel like they, you know, I tell personal stories. Mm-hmm. I tell stories about my pets. And people who came to my shop knew the pets because they were active at the shop.
Yeah, there.
And so they'll say, how was Myrtle May, or mm-hmm. how's Wilhelmina, or how's Lily, the pets that I had along the way. They all, you know, remembered it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been a wonderful day. It's like a family. I think we all feel that way. And I think all the audience feels that way, you know, along the years, 45 years of anything.
Yeah. Well, and I'm sure when this started, you never thought that 45 years later we'd be talking about the conclusion.
You
know, my mother came, of course, and mother passed away in 70. No, not 70. Okay. Daddy passed away in 78 before we started, but mother passed away in 1999. But she had been most every year before that. So she really enjoyed it, and she was so proud, of course, when Seven Living came.
Yeah, of course.
And everything, but and a lot of friends, and I've known a lot of friends. We had several very dedicated friends. One of them was Decca Frackleton of Fredericksburg, who was a boxwood expert, azalea expert, and a dear friend. And she came every year until mm-hmm. she passed away. So it's been a real tradition in Fredericksburg.
It's really heartfelt. Like, people will call, kids will now call for their moms and make sure they get tickets and bring them, even though, you know, driving is hard.
Surprise them with a special gift they know they want.
We have people who still come despite the fact that they have some factors that would stop them from coming. They still come every year, and that means a lot to us.
Yeah, it's very heartwarming, and I think we all feel very complimented mm-hmm. that they still want to come, and I'll go, gee, aren't y'all sick of me yet?
Well, the passion and the knowledge and just the interest in, like you say, history in this area, and to team up with the James Monroe Museum, it's just been a perfect.
Yeah, as long as I'm breathing, you know. I was going somewhere the other day and I saw something on the ground, and I whipped in and picked them up. some
I bet.
Some people call them monkey pods. Some people call them Osage oranges. They're like a green ball. and they're really neat. I love them. And I've got a whole bunch of them, but I'm always looking. Even when I'm driving. Yeah.
My wife and I now during the holidays will be looking around like, I feel like Jan would approve of this. This would work for this style.
Yeah. Oh, I bet. Well, yeah. Jan Williams, thank you. What Deck the Halls has meant to this area.
Yes, it's meant a lot. And it's become a Fredericksburg tradition.
It is a big
tradition.
There are so many. I think of that. You think of the Christmas parade, or yes. Deck the Halls, or Bob Whittingham's windows, yes. And so many things.
Yeah,
mean so much. And the fact, Lindsay, that you're all going out full force and having this program on the 6th, is just such a great idea.
Yeah, and the one thing that always, and I know it'll be again when I first start my program, and I'll use a lot of ribbon, of course, at Christmas. And when I pick up that bolt of ribbon, I see them all kind of tense.
Get ready.
Even after all these years.
They get ready.
And, you know, I show them exactly how I do it, and I'll say, now, just relax. You can do this. Mm-hmm. But isn't it the truth? Mm-hmm. I mean, they're so funny because they all go, like, oh, no, not the dreaded ribbon. But a lot of them have learned, and they bring me pictures and tell me what they've made, and I'm so proud of them. And that's exactly why I do it.
I'm sure that's why you've done it, just to help
others.
I want them to
do it, go home and try to do it, and be inspired to do things for themselves and to be proud of what they do. And I think a lot of them have, and I think we've made an effect on them. And
we have.
The museum has just been wonderful, and I want to also encourage them all to come visit the museum.
Thank you.
And they have a fabulous gift shop with
wonderful
things for children and students, and it's a really important history. We are our history.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. No, it's great. And you've encouraged so many people, and there are so many things that people have now in their houses that I'm sure that they got from ideas from you, Jan.
Well, that's what we hope for.
Before we get out of here, Lindsay, I know this is the end of the year. Is a busy time for programs at the museum.
Yeah, so this Wednesday we have Diplomacy and Displacement, the Monroe Doctrine and Indigenous Cultures. We're working with the James Farmer Multicultural Center, and that will be on campus at the Colonnade Room, UMW campus, at 6 p.m. And it's four panelists examining the early 19th century U.S. expansion policy throughout lenses of Monroe Doctrine, lesser known, and limitations for indigenous sovereignty and curbing European influence over tribal nations. And then following that, next Thursday, November 20th at 7, we will have our 38th annual Monroe Lecture with Dr. Lindsay Shvinsky and Bob Kurachuk from the James Monroe Papers. And we're going to be talking about the legacy of Monroe and his impact, then and now. And we look forward to Deck the Halls with Jan. And then we wrap up the year with our annual holiday open house on December 12th, Friday, December 12th, and we look forward to seeing everyone. But it's been an honor to work with Jan over the years, and it's such an honor to be here, you know, not only as an intern and seeing Deck the Halls, but also now as a full-time employee here, and I'm so glad I was here at this point in the museum to be with Jan, so I'm trying not to cry right now. But we appreciate everyone who comes out and everyone in our community coming, so...
Jan, it's been wonderful having you here and to relive all of this. And thank you again for what
you're welcome.
What
I loved every minute of it.
What you have done with this, and I'm sure when it's finally over, I'm sure it will hit you that.
Oh, it's probably going to be a few tears.
I'm going to cry.
But boy, what a great
tears
legacy!
Of joy,
yeah, and you sound like you have had such fun.
Yes.
Doing it every.
Yes, I truly have. I've loved it.
So it is a Deck the Halls, all the trimmings, Saturday, December 6th, 9:30 to 12:30 at the Hurley Convergence Center at UMW. 540-654-2111 is the number, Lindsay, to contact the museum or just...
Show on up.
Just come on in and get tickets and do it soon because there's not going to be many. There's only a certain level here. Well, Jan Williams and Lindsay Crawford, thank you both so much.
You're so welcome.
Thank you.